Yo, we are back. What's going on, people? What do you think about this mustache? You boys looking like a proper Canadian lumberjack right now. I got married this weekend. Yeah. Over at Toronto City Hall, which, let me just say, not the place you want to get married, all right? This is, people are like, what? You didn't drop 40 grand on your wedding? That's a goddamn shame, you know? It's a goddamn shame you didn't go into debt for your nuptials, huh? My girl booked this thing at the City Hall. I didn't actually even Google it to begin with, but it's a 15-seat room where the officiation happens and stuff like that. And this room is tiny, man. I should have looked at this stuff. I mean, it wouldn't have changed anything at the end of the day because I don't subscribe to, like, these gigantic... I've just seen so many. You know, I'm seeing the wedding for years, just going to 1,000 different weddings that are all exactly the same, essentially. And everybody's, like, dropping mad money just hoping that, like, they can recoup it with people with the money that they drop when they come. Which sometimes they do. Sometimes people make mad money. The Lebanese people, I know, they make crazy money. But, like, this, I didn't want to do none of that. And thank God I'm blessed that my girl doesn't really care about that stuff either. You know what I mean? Like, as in, like, a big, we're both from, like, immigrant, smaller families. Which now that I realize that this City Hall, it's for all of these, like, non-fairy tale, like, if you are two Canadians, two of the same ethnicity, these classical weddings, they usually are the big, but now looking at, like, I went and actually looked at the photos that they got on this Toronto wedding chamber thing. It's always interracial because my theory is that, like, maybe the two families don't mix. In my case, we have to go to London and do the Muslim one because my mom doesn't believe in any of this shit. So we have to go, my girl had to convert and do the whole thing. We abracadabra did the software update on her. My mom would not meet her for 4 years. And then we did like, she became a Muslim in like 30 minutes of going to the mosque. And she just acted like none of the 4 years happened. She was like, hi, come in. What do you want? Tea? And literally before that, just crazy. Blows my mind, this type of stuff. But anyways, looking at these photos and City Hall, that's just not like, I wish they put the wedding chambers on the outside. Like, you didn't have to go through City Hall because it's so weird for us to be in this giant, like, administrative lobby in like a suit and like a wedding dress. And they pump these freaking things out. Look at these photos. Look, see? Look at this. That's interracial. Old Asian couple. All their family is dead already. Or, like, are captured in fucking North Korea or whatever it is. This is okay. That's not too bad. Look at that. Brown guy, big white chick. That's classic. They just wanted to keep it on the DL. See, I respect it. You know, on some level, like, society pushes us to want to have a big wedding and, like, do this and the chocolate fondue and the fountain and blah, blah, blah. Look at these. Gay wedding right here. The Scottish brother and the other white guy. Look at this old ass couple right here. See, actually, we took photos in that area too. This is pretty much who ends up doing it. Lesbian couple, I'm assuming. I'm assuming. The boys, I'm assuming. Pretty much, if you are interracial, gay marriage, or look at this, look at these two, you know she's pregnant. You're either an immigrant, you know what I mean, just trying to keep costs low, like this couple over here. You're either in a gay relationship, which you don't want to go through the whole thing of like bringing everybody out and then like everybody's got to like they're have to voice their stance and whether they blah blah agree, and then they just cut to the chase of it all and just go do it here. And or you're just, you might be cheap. I don't know which one we fall into, but all I know is that there was people in there before us that like when, as we were walking in, I saw this area right there and I was like, oh, that's the waiting area. And then when you go in and you actually stand there, you realize, oh wait, this is actually what happens. The room holds 15. Her mom, like some of my friends, a lot of people had to wait outside just because they couldn't fit in. But like, see this, I thought like from when you're behind the door, it looks like this is some waiting area. And then you get in, you're like, yo, this is where it is. And then the lady that officiates it, I don't know if she was on Vicodin or what, but she's like, my girl is just looking at me in my eyes, freaking laughing the whole time, literally laughing the entire time. She goes, we are gathered here to witness the, like, just like that, like that. Like, I nailed that impression right there. And she was just dying laughing in my face the whole time. We're just holding. I've never looked her in the eye for like 10 minutes. Like, the lady's right here. And she's like, we're standing right up here. We are gathered today. Yeah, see, right there. But we're a lot closer. And it was like some older lady, not this guy. Thank God. I don't know about this guy. But look at this. Oh, this chick looks like a white chick for a second. But I think it's like when an Asian chick dyes her hair blonde, trying to get in with them white bitches. Yeah, and right before we left, they're like, you're not done yet. And then you have to sign that paper right there. Like, just this whole wedding stuff, man. It's great. Society really, you're not legitimate unless you're married. Like, now that I got my U.S. visa and I'm, like, trying to get my girl across, it's like, if you ain't married, you ain't, they don't recognize shit. They're like, put it on paper. You trying to bring your girl in? Put it on paper. Sign the fucking paper, dog. Common law? How about you come on and get the fuck out of our office? They don't care about none of that stuff. Yeah, like, look at this. I mean, that's actually pretty nice. I don't want to judge these people. But we were in there. The people, like I said, I thought it was a waiting room. And then it turns out they were getting married. We were in and out 15 minutes. One person passes my girl's mom flowers. And they ended up, that, you know, flowers have like a bunch of water at the base. Ended up spilling. They were like freaking putting... using paper towels, and like, it was a whole deal. It's a whole strange thing. So I took a bunch of photos just as the lady was cleaning up with paper towels. But then as we were leaving, the next couple was in. They are banging these weddings out. And we ended up going outside, perfect lighting. Thank God for that. Like, it was like golden hour. The lighting was great. And the homie Mark Corley, shout out to my brother, came through, took some crazy high-level photos on the film camera because he's an old-school hipster. And your boy rocked a mustache because, you know, I'm already bald. I don't need, you know. I was like, let me look a little younger for my wedding day, right? And the when we did the Muslim one with the Sudanese, when we did the Sudani one, like, look at this one. Sudani wedding. See, it looks... Yeah, this is like, you feel like if I did it in Sudan or super legit. We just did the kitba. There's like the one where you just do the paperwork. And then there's the big event where the big event we're going to do next summer. Just at like barbecue at like off the beach. It's going to be sick. But look at this. Sudanese, apparently we spit milk in each other's face, which I have never seen in my life. And I've been to like... I haven't been to a lot of Sudani weddings. I've been to like a couple on that side, like in Sudan, and one or two here. But like, my whole family was like very separated from the Muslim or from the Sudani community. Look at this. Oh yeah, that's when J. Cole went to some wedding because like his old landlord got his daughter or something got married. I don't know what it is, but Sudanis, we're getting in the news like crazy these days just because... Sudani dance. People keep putting that in the club thing. This Sudani head thing. I have never seen this. Is this it? Wait. Sudani in the... Yeah, see? I've never seen this. And the internet's just getting consumed with these videos. Is this it? No, obviously that's... Go. Go. No, that's not it. In the club, my edition. Yeah, like these ones. Supercharge your business. Oh, fuck you and Shopify. If you guys use Shopify, you ain't shit. No, see, people keep putting it, 50 Cent over Sudani dance. 50 Cent. They do this head thing that seems to go perfectly with, yeah, like this right here. Okay, so I can't find it, but I literally just will go to in the club here. And see, that's like the internet. It just works great. But this head thing, I've never seen it itself. I've never seen that head thing. Like all the time in Sudan, I've never seen a bunch of Sudanese do that head thing. So, and people keep sending it to me like I grew up with it or whatever, but I have no idea what to say. All I know is I can't wait till the next Sudani thing I go to. And I'm like so separated from the Sudani community. I'd love to do one of those and have someone drop that 50 Cent in the club and just everyone just does the head thing together. Go. Let's see if we got it here. Bum, 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 bum. Okay, here, let's hear it. This is for the sake of this video. Am I doing it? I just got flagged on YouTube. Thanks, Fitty. The reason I have this up here, famous black guys. As soon as you get a mustache and you have a freaking buzzed hair, like your haircut's buzzed and you have a mustache, Steve Harvey references galore, nonstop people hitting you with this shit. It drives me crazy. And then I was like, he can't be the only notable black guy with a mustache, right? I mean, look at the Steve Harvey mustache. Let's look at this. It doesn't really look even like a mustache. It looks like a caterpillar. Like this, homie, I don't know who this is. This guy looked like, is this guy the guy that made the peanut butter? I'm not sure. Let's see. Bass Reeves, legendary African-American lawman and lone ranger. I'm a lawman. What a legend. No. Yeah, okay. So look at Steve Harvey here. Television host and comedian. His mustache looks like a caterpillar, man. Let's inspect this, brothers and sisters. It follows very closely the top of the lip. Now, I'm assuming these are, what's it called when you get your fake teeth? Veneers? Veneers and a caterpillar. That's that daytime television look right there. Ooh, that comes with a big check, you could tell. My brother. See, as soon as, like, I don't even look like that, do I? Or do I kind of look like that? Huh, fuck it. I was looking at it, famous black guys, Eddie Murphy. Now, I forgot that Eddie Murphy even, because Eddie Murphy's just, he's just old Hollywood, disappeared just in the freaking top of the tower on some castle with his 48 kids. Eddie Murphy's almost got Nick Cannon number of kids. Look at this, the mustache. The mustache, man. Every time I have a mustache and I'm doing comedy, it's just easier with a mustache. I don't know what it is about comedy, but the mustache is funny, right? The beard ain't funny. I've come to learn that shit. Like, beards are not funny. I don't know if it's, you gotta see this part. There's a lot of expression here. I'm not exactly sure what it is, but the mustaches are just, jokes land better when you have a mustache. And that's not even why I got this. Like I said, I just wanted to have a younger look for the wedding pics, but now I'm like, for the upcoming shows I'm doing, I'm like, maybe I'll just rock this stash. See what comes of it. Let's see what else here. Barack Obama didn't have a mustache. Oh, shit. Walter and Wallace Scott from The Whispers. Now, that's some mustaches. God damn, boy. Look at that. That's like a full beard on top of the lip. That's some deep thickness. I don't know who that is. Frederick Douglass, abolitionist. I was afraid I wouldn't be able to say that word right there. Abolitionist. That's a solid. That's when it comes down to. Is that mutton chops? Mutton chops? Is that? Oh, no. That's when it connects. That's like when you freaking. I love that it showed like lamb chops. Yeah. Frederick Douglass. That's a thug. I thought this was the guy who made peanut butter. Because I saw his statue in New York when I was walking with my buddy. Nah, he was like a freed slave. Wrote shit. You guys know. You know the deal. Yeah, I don't know any. Yeah, Eddie Murphy right there. Eddie Murphy, rose to fame, blah, 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 blah. Little Richard, that's like that thin mustache. That's a thin Pretty Little Prince mustache, you know? I can't be fucking around with that. I'm too much of a Sudanese. Sudanese, they rock mustaches all day. I pulled up here, I'm like, what exactly are like associated with the type of mustaches? The chevron, apparently that's what I'm rocking right now. Partially covers the upper lip. Not in the case of Steve Harvey. That shit was, it had a nice clearance to it. Wider than the mouth corners. It doesn't really write anything about the association. The lampshade mustache. Lampshade. That is, I don't know. That's, you know, now you're going towards Hitler territory, right? Isn't it funny? The shorter your mustache gets, the more hatred you have in your heart, I guess. Like, I guess these mutton chops that connect, that would be the most loving, caring person. I buy this theory, right? Hair kept off. However, it cannot extend. For most servicemen, a mustache is the only... Yeah, back in the Navy days, you can have a mustache and you can have a beard. But if you had, if you wanted a beard, you'd have to shave completely, submit paperwork to say that you're changing your official facial hair from that to a beard. That way, like, you know, a lot of us would just... You'd train once a week. You'd come in with a beard. You'd be like, oh, I'm rocking a beard. No, they don't play it like that. You have to officially have it put in that you got a beard now. And then you got to line it up some type of way. Oh, look at this. Famous lampshade mustaches. Miles Teller, Eddie Murphy, sergeant, police officers, and military personnel. I mean, that's not true. A lot of military people got the chevron. I mean, trust me. I was in the Canadian Reserves. The Walrus. That's the motherfuckers in that whisper we saw the other day. Friedrich Nietzsche. Oh, God. They're going back. This is like... You command men. This is a general's mustache or a dictator right there. Look at that. The painter's brush mustache. This was Freddie Mercury, right? Ron Burgundy. Fictional characters. I thought Freddie Mercury had this. You don't really see too many actual painter's brush mustaches as they seem to be purely ironic. Gotcha. Ron Burgundy mustache. Let's see this. Purely ironic. Huh. I feel like he's got that first one, right? What do y'all think? Look at that. Doesn't that kind of look like the chevron, as they said, or whatever it is? What's even happening anymore? God damn. Let's see this. Walrus. The pencil mustache. That's like we said, Little Richard and shit. The parted pencil. The parted pencil. That, yo, that's old money. That's like you're an heir to a fortune or you're a recluse. Is that the word I'm looking for? When you just kind of stay in your house and you don't interact with society? That's old money right there. Like where you have that cravat thing. Look, parted pencil stash with cravat. Well, I couldn't find it, but yeah, like this. This guy, you could have, like, he looked, you solved the mysteries if you got this type of thing. Was that Sherlock Holmes mustache? Sherlock Holmes mustache. I don't know why I'm going in so deep on mustaches, but, oh, no, he had a crazy one. The handlebar, that was Sherlock Holmes right there, in fact. Daniel Day-Lewis, petite handlebar. Then they all just get crazy and fancy. The Hungarian, I'm assuming Hungarians love this shit. The Dali mustache, that, I've never actually seen anyone with that. Salvador Dali. So his paintings pretty much started with, like his idea of paintings. Salvador Dali did like that drooping clock, right? Clock. Yeah. I wonder if his mustache came first or that came first. Fuck it. Anyways, your boy's rocking a mustache, and now I'm going to have to face Steve Harvey comments all day. It's annoying, especially after all the shit Cat Williams talked about Steve. Right before that, Steve Harvey was pretty universally liked. But now, if you watch any of the Steve Harvey interviews on YouTube that are post or slightly pre-Cat Williams Club Shay Shay, they're just like... Let's look at this right now. YouTube. Club Shay Steve Harvey. Let's look at these comments. 11 million. Let's see. Top comment. What comes to mind when you think of Steve Harvey? This is pinned by them. Who here after the Cat Williams interview? Steve needs to call Cat and thank him for sending viewers to this interview after his. Watching this like it's part two in a prequel to Cat Williams episode. Steve, 10 million in 8 months. Cat, 30 million in 4 days. Yeah, because he fucking exposed everybody. Steve was just like, I lived in my car and I've been grinding and my father never gave up. And Cat's like, Steve's a fake. Cedric the Entertainer don't write. I'm gonna bust him in his gut in this patch right now. What's actually
that Cat Williams interview at now? If you watch the rise of that Cat Williams interview, it was very strange. Yeah, 67 million, because it was like, it went up to 60 million in like a week. And then it just had a hard stop at 60 million. And it's been months now that it only has 7 million. So it's like, I really feel like YouTube throttled that that interview for whatever reason. Like, they literally throttled it. And I can't imagine why or what it is exactly. Damn, 1.6 million likes. God damn, boy. God damn, that's fucking crazy. Shit, I might just watch it tonight again. Crazy time. Cat Williams live. I already talked about that last episode. I'm gonna leave it be. Yesterday, I went and watched Godzilla versus what's it called, King Kong in theaters. Pure fan service. I was waiting. I actually did it solo. Which back in the day, I wouldn't have been caught dead going to see a movie alone. But my girl had a workshop that she had to kill time. It was next to the theater. I didn't even think twice about going in. The boys were hyping it up, but you know what? My gut feeling was not to watch Godzilla versus King Kong, because I kind of knew what it would be. You know, it's like a type of movie you want to smoke a little weed and watch it at home once it's out or once the cam version is out. But not me. I had to go drop 20 on a 9 Tuesday and watch it, and drop 20 on freaking popcorn because I'm a little bitch and I can't watch a movie without some layered popcorn. You know, if you don't know what I'm talking about, layered Cineplex here and freaking show you this. Layered popcorn Cineplex. So it used to be like, is layered popcorn and butter more expensive? It used to be like, do you want butter? It's an extra cost. Sure, I'll have some butter. And if you were cool, you'd go, you'd fill half the bag, right? And then you would put some butter and then you'd go again. But Cineplex comes and goes. Kudos to these people always finding a way to up revenue. Like, no matter what, they always find a way. God bless them. But now they do a thing where they layer it. So they put ideally they put a quarter, put a little butter, put a quarter. Because, you know, you eat the top, it gets soggy, then it's all dry at the bottom. But the layered is $2.50. Once you have it, though, you can't stop. I love popcorn. I love butter. I got to go with the layered. And every time they charge me for that, I'm just like, I slow clap. You motherfuckers, I don't know what you're gonna do next. Oh, I was in the theater, and now they start to project the, what's it called, Cineplex. They project the movies like cheaply onto the walls as well. And I don't know if I, Cineplex projecting wall, I don't know what it's called, like 3D wall projecting. Yeah, like, this is the idea on paper. It's got, like, it would look like that. But in this, like, the picture we're actually looking at right here, for those of you just listening, this is actually three screens. That's not what they do. It's just the original screen, but the sides are white, and they have two projectors that kind of, like, project an extension of the frame, but it's, like, very low quality, and it's just a gimmick. You know they're dropping. I don't even know if I paid more for that in the ticket or not, just because I was like, I didn't even pay attention to what the price was, because you have no control. It keeps everything in the movie experience keeps going up. And guess what? There was six motherfuckers in that theater. Sunday, 6:45 p.m. showtime. Six people. It was a mom and a kid, two people, my solo ass, and somebody else to the right. Six. So, like, I get it. Death is coming for them. Death is around the corner, and they're doing everything they possibly can to get some more money into this business model. But, like, god damn, it's just getting so expensive. I dropped $40, one person. Anyways, the whole reason I brought all this stuff up was that they do, the way that they did a Volkswagen ad cracked me the fuck up. Like, You ever be watching a movie and just the way they advertise a vehicle is so blatant and commercial-like? You're like, oh my God. like I pay a special attention to this stuff just because, you know, like I like cars and stuff, but the main mom is putting the girl into like the car right before she goes, we need to go find this person or whatever. And she goes, all right, get in. And then the shot becomes way wide and it's just a Volkswagen, like, let's see, Volkswagen electric, don't mind my spelling. Shit, I'm not even, like, honestly, just like this, in the sense of, this was kind of the car, an orange version of this. But you know how every time they do a car commercial, the car is always on that angle. So you see the front three quarter. That's exactly how it was. Like, the shot was close, both of them, it's dramatic. Then it pulls back to what we're seeing right here. And she like gets in the car and I'm like, oh my God, okay, I'll consider a Volkswagen. Jesus Christ. And I have to look this up because you always notice, I forget what movies, but you can always tell like, oh, this is like a BMW movie, or this is like an, I remember watching Christopher Nolan where it like showed so many different OEMs that I was kind of confused. I'm like, oh, I guess no one is really, sometimes they'll show one car being great and then a bunch of other cars getting destroyed. Like if the commercial for that car is like, in this case, Jurassic Park, look at this example. So like that shot we just saw would be in the movie where it's just like, it's a pure Mercedes commercial. Or sometimes they always have to have a good experience in the car. But like I said, in the Christopher Nolan, they might show a Camry exploding or whatever, but the main car will be a BMW or that it properly handles around all the cars flipping. You know, they don't have to say anything like, wow, it keeps gripping the ground so well. It's just implied in the action. But that shit cracks me up. I actually love watching it. I remember I really started paying attention when it was like the first Iron Man. The way they kept Iron Man Audi cars. Yeah, just the way that, I think it was the R8 just came out, or I don't know if it was the hottest thing. I don't know exactly what the deal was, but Iron Man Audi R8 scene just makes you just want to, ooh, boy. When you pull up in it right here. Can I freaking get some action, boys? What's going on here? Oh, this is outtake behind the scene. Tony Stark. One of the great joys of playing Tony. Yeah, fuck it. Whatever. You get the point I'm going for. Just keep it in it, you know? I don't mind it. Just don't make it so commercial-like, you know? And just, I think if they, humor always works, you know, for commercials, like especially being involved with commercials so much, sometimes the directors don't know whether to go like serious in this moment. I'm like, yo, if I've ever seen a commercial and there's the drama versus funny, the funny always sells the product a little better. So I think there's nothing wrong with like kind of on the nose explicitly being like, wow, it's so roomy in here. Like imagine being like going to a really dramatic scene and being like, it's so roomy in here. It's like, oh, actually, go ahead, control. You got your own climate control settings on your right. He's like, wow, you don't see that a lot. And then the person goes, you really don't. And then it just cuts to the next scene. That would crack me the fuck up, you know? I was on the note of freaking commercials. I was just on set this weekend doing a commercial for Kubota BX. These bad boys right here. Dude, I've always wanted to learn how to drive these things. For those of you listening, it's like those, I'll actually read it right here. The compact powerhouse you've been looking for, from the diesel engine to the intuitive controls, blah, 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 blah. It's pretty much a little bulldozer in the front and a little, what's it called when it like, excavator. Yeah. And this thing is badass, man. I got to drive it and play around with it. Like, it just makes you want to be an old white guy with a farm, you know? Like when I rode this guy right here, the Kubota, I understood racism. You know what I mean? I was immediately a bit like, yo, I'm ready to freaking vote Pierre Poilievre. I'm ready to vote Trump. I'm not in an American, nor am I in America. And I'm a vote conservative immediately. Just something about the controls. There's so many levers on this thing. Let me show you this. I love intuitive design. Like they design in a way where you don't have to speak the language to know how to use it. Like a lot of the stuff on these things is like a rabbit versus a turtle, just to show you the speed and the RPMs and stuff like that. There's no like fast, slow. I'm like, oh shit, I like that type of stuff. There's just something about yardage and handling yardage that's just like, man, this is the dream right here. You know, this is the goddamn dream. As I talk about this, someone is DMing me right now. Hey, you need to use your platform to speak about Palestine, bring awareness to what's happening. There's no one that is unaware of this. Have you come by anybody that's like, what? What's going on in Palestine? What happens when you even search Palestine, by the way? Palestinian, Palestine. People keep DMing me this, like I'm supposed to just constantly be posting everybody, every news thing. Like I'm at the gym, they're constantly, the protests, there's snipers. Every college has a protest. Like that's, and obviously I'm like, yo, ceasefire, stop the deaths. This is crazy, you know, but everyone's talking about it. I hate people that keep freaking approaching me like, you need to use your platform, bring awareness. Like when I click my Instagram stories, every single one is Palestine, dude, right? That's what we're all talking about. Now the question is, how do we actually freaking get some change? Like what power do we have to actually make some actionable change? I don't know. All I know is that these things are getting mad violent, and I don't see what the end is. On the news, it was like, I love how they just give you one like tidbit of, they'll say only one thing. The news was like, the ceasefire, what was it? Ceasefire proposition was extremely generous. That's what they wrote. Blinken, I guess, is like the rep or whatever, but extremely generous, it was called. No details otherwise, you know what I mean? And then another one, it will be like, apparently Biden and Netanyahu's call considered, what was it? Constructive. It was like, these journalists are just like, sir, please give us something. Sir, well, how would you say?
The call with Benjamin Netanyahu was highly constructive.
They're already freaking typing like, oh, this just in, you know? Like, what can people of the world do besides continue to protest? Colombia threatens to suspend students. Colombia will burn. Colombia threatens to suspend pro-Hamas encampment members. Issues ultimatum to pro-Palestinian protesters. Failure to comply may lead to suspension. So on the basis of what? Has issued a final notice to pro-Palestinian student protesters. Dismantle their encampment. So they're in camp, you know? If these guys were doing this shit in Toronto, man, fuck, they wouldn't be able to do nothing, man. We got tents up all day out here. Commit to this. The demand came as university, include Harvard, Yale, and University of Pennsylvania, has been dealing with similar protests sparked by the Israel-Hamas conflict. These protests have resulted in numerous arrests and have significantly disrupted campus activities as the academic year ends. Columbia's approach, which includes transitioning to remote classes and setting multiple this Columbia University. I ain't reading all that. Free Palestine. Wow. If someone just wrote, I ain't reading all that. That almost looks like it, for the you guys watching, doesn't that look like it was written with Photoshop? I don't know if that was actually handwritten there. I ain't reading all that. Free Palestine. Like you're going to pass the class now. I ain't reading all that. Like you're doing a calculus final. Like Palestine. It's like, yeah, you failed the course. Crazy. I don't know what's going to come of it. And let's just see. You know some big thing is going to happen in the Paris Olympics this year. Paris 2024 Olympics. People are going to make some statements. I guarantee you that. People are going to win. They're going to throw up the Palestinian flag or some next shit's going to happen. I don't know what it's going to be. But I'm looking forward to it. Right now, your boy is setting his sights on America. I'm finalizing my U.S. tour, which will be very preliminary at this point just because I'm unrep. So I have to hit up all these places and try to be like, hey, I'm a guy in Canada that has a little bit of a following. Can I book a night with your venue, a one-off? So far, I've locked in. Check this out. If you are listening, I have locked in Seattle. I have locked in Brooklyn. That, even though I didn't point at Brooklyn there, just assume it was Brooklyn. I have locked in Philadelphia. I have locked in Chicago. I have locked in Houston. I'm just trying to get some LA, San Francisco stuff, which has not responded yet, but it's tough, man. But I'm excited, man. Go to the States. Enter as a comedian. 7 years ago, I was there on a TN visa. Your boy was an engineer. Actually, 10 years ago, but 7 years ago, I left. But now I'm going back as a motherfucking entertainer. I'm going to New York City tomorrow to open up a bank account with, drum roll please, Chase Bank. I was like online trying to figure out which bank to open up with, and everyone's like, just stay away from JP Morgan or Wells Fargo. Why does Wells Fargo suck? Everyone on Reddit was like, please, for the love of Christ, stay away from Wells Fargo. No, they're worse. $3 billion fine the other day for fraud on the order of millions of accounts. Wells Fargo admitted that between 2002 and 2016, it falsified bank records, harmed the credit ratings of customers, unlawfully misused their personal information, and wrongfully collected millions of dollars in fees and interest. That's every bank. Maybe not the unlawfully misused their personal information, but wrongfully collected millions of dollars in fees and interest. Comcast, Rogers, Telus, Shaw. They always make a mistake and you don't fucking get it back unless you call them and stay on the hold for them forever. Everyone's doing that. One person's anecdote here will outweigh a massive class action lawsuit of extensive years-long fraud. Is it really hard to bring charges against a bank? I used to bank with them. Eventually, I got fed up with the scandals and decided to switch banks. When I tried to close my account, they pulled the exact shit they got into hot water for. Refusing to close the account, lying about increasing mortgage rates, etc. Had to get the bank manager involved to get it resolved. Stay away from Wells Fargo if you have the option. Wells Fargo, y'all the bad boys of banking out here, huh? Just bad people, yo. Freaking bad people. Let's watch this video that people sent over and to lighten the mood a little bit. This dance kills me, right? That kind of looks like Dr. Dre, though, huh? Diddy's out there still. My brother's posting on Instagram and everything. The world is crazy right now. Oh, shit. But yes, like I said, for those of you in America, I'm going to announce my tour called the, drum roll please, Wallahi America Tour. You'll see the artwork, it'll make more sense. But yeah, I'm going to hit, it's going to be Brooklyn, Philadelphia, then Seattle, Chicago, Houston are confirmed. I'm trying to get SF, the Bay Area. I'm trying to get LA. I'm trying to get Austin, if possible. I haven't heard back from them. If I have to start with just a couple, I'll start with just a couple. But sooner or later, your boy had to come. And I'm going to go to New York to see what it's like to bank with Chase. It'll be a couple days in New York City. So I'm going to try to catch a couple spots out there, do some time. And then Toronto, this Friday, I'm going to drop new material at Backroom Comedy Club. Type in Backroom Comedy Club right here. I'm going to drop some shit. It's going to be fun. Two shows, 8 and 10. Pull up. Get your tickets. AbbasWahab.com. As always, I finally found a jingle for the show. So hopefully you enjoyed it at the beginning. Now, I don't know whether or not I'm going to switch it up for, like, have a different jingle for the end. Because, I mean, who knows at the end of the day. But, hey, I'm going to have the same one for this episode. Jingle out just to keep it simple. I know, as they say, keep it simple, stupid. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. If you got a mustache, you black and buzz cut, you Steve Harvey. That's the name of the game. All right, until next time, we'll chat soon. Peace.
justice.